Morgan has taken the role.
Madam Chair, I've taken the role, and there is a quorum.
All right, thank you. You have the agenda before you. It's been published to the public as well. Trustees, are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? Additions or deletions? All right. Dr. Carter, oh, consent agenda. Consent agenda. You've had a chance to review that as well. Any additions, deletions, or questions? Or can we approve that as a whole?
I move to approve it.
Thank you. Trustee Swanson. Second by Trustee Fulcista. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed, same sign. Not opposed. All right. You know what? We did not vote on the agenda. I need a motion to approve the agenda. Thank you. Trustee Kennison with the motion. Trustee Tilbride with the second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. All right, that passes. Thank you. Dr. Tribley, now we're to you.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the board. Tonight's all about Johnson County, and we're really pleased to be here. There's going to be quite a program at dinner, and there's certainly going to be a report from our advisory chair later. So I'm not going to steal any of the thunder, but what a pleasure it is to be here. Thank you all for hosting us. We're really looking forward to a great and productive night here. My agenda points are there as they have been for a long time. COVID-19 is very quiet. I have to look over at the employee side of this and the student services side of this. Have we had any new cases? So we're zero cases across the district on the COVID-19 front. As you know, we've made some changes that you've been communicated with regarding how we're operating, no more exception requests to use the facilities, things like that. But we are ready to ramp back up if we need to, keeping our students and our community safety in the forefront. And when we say our student safety, we are also talking about protecting their ability to attend school. Because remember, quarantine is inherently not productive to passing classes. The faculty do a great job, but when you have to then get out of class and go off by yourself, and we try to mitigate that. District division update, there are three trustees that join me in our mediated discussions with Gillette. It's certainly not my story alone to write, but it is important, I think, at this point to share. We have what we call exhibits. These are documents that are part of an overall memorandum of understanding. The trustees, certainly I'll be asking you if you'd like to add or change anything that I'm saying about this. There are exhibits on the table, documents on the table that address how information technology will be handled, how employees that we currently employ in Gillette, how those employees will be handled. We have cost and revenue sharing document in draft form, and we have one more really important one that I'm blanking on, but it's there as well. Oh, facilities, the one that's just pretty, that's very important. So all of those are there. I think that's the majority of the major subjects. Carrying it out, how it's going to impact academic affairs, student services, facilities, marketing. We've approved their use of their new branding and their logos to market themselves. So there's a lot of work to be done. But in terms of the major overarching pieces, we think we're pretty close. It comes down to the two teams agreeing with each other and then their boards. But certainly trustees Chair Wetland and Trustee Kilbride, Trustee Healy, who could not be here tonight, totally excused absence, are joining me there. Do you have anything you'd like to add to that?
Just big kudos to Dr. Tradley and his executive team on trying to get it voted.
Yeah, we have people working on it. Okay, thank you so much. General updates outside of Johnson County, it's graduation. There's a lot for us to talk about, but graduation. We think 414 students will graduate if they finish this. So commencement happens before grades are due on May 18th. So on May 18th, we anticipate 414 people to receive a degree or a certificate across the district. 259 of those are part of Sheridan County and Johnson County and Sheridan College in Johnson County and Sheridan College up in Sheridan County. and 164 of those are in Gillette. So that's unduplicated, right? Some people are earning, you heard the student president's award, she's earned 5 degrees. So there's more if we talk about duplicated degrees, but what I'm sharing with you now, that's pretty extraordinary. We're not resting there. We're trying to increase the number of students that attend and much, much equally importantly, succeed. So, Madam Chair, I think tonight's program is about Johnson County, and I'll end it there. But you know what's going on in the district. If you have any questions or comments for me, I'm all ears, and I appreciate
questions it. Questions for Dr. Tribe? Questions? You covered it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Cindy Kramer is Advisory Board Chair first. Thank you for hosting us.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, Dr. Travely, trustees. Really appreciate you guys coming down. Welcome to our little corner of the world. We're very excited about the growth that we've had at Johnson County, and we would just like to invite all you guys to take a walk down the hall, see what we have to offer. The technology is great. Our staffing is great, and we're just very excited. I'll save the rest for the presentation later, but we'll just bust through this. But thank you for coming down. We are very excited to have you guys here. And thanks to all of the advisory board members that are able to make it tonight. We really appreciate that. Community members and all of our fellow professionals, it's great to have you guys here. So thank you very much.
Would you like to take this time to maybe invite your members of the public who are here?
We have on the agenda following this, the advisory chair board and members of the elected community, and you didn't see this, so I'm sorry, Madam Chair. So we'll take time there to recognize everybody. As you always do, the gracious host, I should have shared that with you. How can we go forward without introducing the stars of the show? But that's coming. So
okay.
I apologize.
All right, well, I'm going to stick my foot in my mouth one more time.
No, that's not.
Golf for Knowledge? Is that later, too?
That is later, too.
Okay.
May 27th. There's still time to get a scholarship or a sponsorship in for the scholarships. Just saying, you're not too late.
All right.
There's
any questions for?
I just want to make a comment. It's fun to come down here also.
Yeah, thank you.
Just come to Buffalo and see what's going on. And I look forward to it every year.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. We don't have any organizational reports, so at this point of our agenda, we will open it up to public comment. Do we have any public comment? All right. No. Yes, sir. Could you please state your name?
I will. My name is David Black, and please bear with me just so I don't ramble. I'm going to read off something that I wrote up, and this has to do concerning the land swap between the Army National Guard and the land. So to introduce myself, I am David Black. In October 1977, I walked into the brand new Sheriff's Armory to join the Guard as a wheeled vehicle mechanic. My Army National Guard career spanned 41 years. The maintenance bay when I joined was next to the drill hall gymnasium. It was later changed into an indoor firing range, which I'm going to come back to later. When I was last in the Army, it was a storage area and an exercise weight room. In 2005, I became the full-time Wyoming Army National Guard safety officer, and part of my duties at that time was to inspect each Army and maintenance facility to ensure compliance with Army and OSHA requirements. I've read about the current vehicle maintenance facility in Lovell, Wyoming, being inadequate for the current mission operations. As stated in articles that I've read, that the vehicles in Sheridan have to travel over the mountain to Lovell to be serviced, as there is no maintenance facility in Sheridan. This is not the case, as there is one small maintenance bay located in Sheridan. Vehicle maintenance has been performed and continues to be performed there in Sheridan using this one bay, and there's 3 full-time mechanics. If the maintenance facility in Lovell closed, then vehicles in the current Kyle and Merlin armies would have to come over the mountain to get service. So in my opinion, nothing is gained with coming up over the mountain. Approximately 8 to 10 years ago, as a state safety officer, I assisted the Lovell maintenance shop supervisor to produce and publish a memorandum stating the insufficient size of the current Lovell maintenance facility. I mention this, so as far back as 8 to 10 years, the Wyoming Army National Guard's Construction Facilities Management Office, CFMO, has known the current Lovell facility is too small for the operations. which brings me to the current issue of moving and building a new facility in Sheridan. One option discussed years ago would be to build a new farm and maintenance facility in Worland. This idea was not pursued. In my opinion, the Army National Guard is pushing this issue to build a facility in Sheridan. And the reason I say this is the first choice was to build on the land, training land, just west of the VA hospital in Sheridan. The CFMO soon discovered they needed approximately $2.5 million just to establish infrastructure to include roads, utilities, water, sewer, electricity, gas, propane. Due to this cost, the location was soon abandoned. Their second choice was to build on approximately 2.5 acres just south of the current armory. Then an option was approached for a land swap of approximately 21 acres east of I-90, owned by Northern Wyoming, Wyoming Community College District. So in a very short time, roughly a few weeks, month and a half, the location for the new maintenance facility changed three times. And paraphrase that. I feel that the Wyoming Army National Guard is pushing this because evidently they have some funding, they want to use it, and they're afraid to lose it, and another state will get the money. The CFMO office should not be scrambling to determine a suitable location, as this should have been determined years ago. And also, I've lived in Sheridan almost all my life, moved away just a few years ago, and I've heard that Sheridan College has always wanted that current Army land for many years. Now there's an option for that to happen, but at what cost to Sheridan College? I don't see that trading in the current Army, along with the approximately 2.5 acres, for a total of 6 acres, for the 21 acres across I-90 makes sense. From what I've read, Northern Wyoming Community College District will not be able to take possession of this armory and acreage for 25 years. When I read about this issue in the 25-year statements, I was surprised. In my 40 years in the Guard, I've never heard of a 25-year statement on buildings. The current Sheridan Armory is 45 years old. This statement of 25 years needs clarification because as it stands, it's being made without any substantiated facts that I've read. The Sheridan Army was new in 1977, adding 25 years to next year if they start building, will be 2048. At this time, the Army will be 71 years old. If NWCCD, the district, takes control of this Army, I would ask if the board has had any study and has been analyzed to determine if this Army should be utilized and incorporated into the college's future building, classroom, training facilities. Has anyone walked through the current armory to see if it would fulfill any college requirements and needs for additional training classrooms or administrative office space? I've not been in this armory since 2015, but here's what I can tell you back then. There is no central air conditioning system. When the building was built, women were not part of the unit, so due to this, the bathroom is small, women's bathroom. I believe there are design guidelines that based on occupancy loads, bathrooms have to be a certain size. And as of 2012, there is no building-wide fire alarm system. No central fire control panel, and will not build a central fire station. I've also read that Northern Wyoming Community College District will lose approximately 1.5 million not selling the current 21 acres, and instead trade for the property and land. And what is the cost benefit to the Northern Wyoming Community College District? Will it take 25 years for NWCCD to start seeing and utilizing the current Army grounds? If NWCCD has to wait 25 years to start seeing benefits of this land swap, how many students will be affected by not being able to afford educational opportunities by losing at least $1.5 million that could be used for vocational trade expansion and or education? After 25 years, the current Army building will be 71 years old, and even if a building that could be utilized, or will it need to be demolished in order to build a new building? In my opinion, I don't see the cost benefit of trading the 21 acres for a building and 2.5 acres that NWCCD can't use for 25 years. What I see is a land swap of 21 acres for 6 acres. To put this in the automotive context, it's like trading a Cadillac or a Yugo. Eric Kultiska has made a comment in the letter to the Sheridan Press that the benefit to this swap is purely aesthetic. And it doesn't happen, and if it doesn't happen, and the maintenance facility is built, it will impede the views of and from the campus. He also stated that this land swap provides no educational benefit to the students in WCCD. I wholeheartedly agree with Mr. Patiska.
Thank you, Mrs. Black. Any other public comment? All right, thank you. We'll move on now to new business, and we're back to you, Dr. President.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You have in your packet a proposed meeting schedule. Of course, the board can at any time, for obviously appropriate reasons, deviate from this, but per policy, we're bringing forward the Andrea has drafted out a board schedule for you. There are a few notable rationale points in the draft that we sent out as to why we're having board meetings at a certain time to meet statutory requirements to get our budget passed, things like that. But I do ask you to please move and approve this calendar, knowing that if things come up down the road, we can certainly adjust and have special meetings as necessary.
All right. At this time, we'll entertain a motion as per administration request to approve the calendar going forward, beginning July 1, 2022 through June 30, 2023. Is there a motion?
I move to approve.
Trustee Kilburn makes the motion. Second. Trustee Swanson seconds it. Is there any discussion? Discussion? All right. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That motion passes. Back to you, Dr. President.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Item B is the academic calendar. Real quickly, we always start our calendar process from the perspective of student learning. So, therefore, the academic calendar, our college calendar, starts in the Office of Academic Affairs under the leadership of Dr. Estella Castillo-Garrison. She has worked with five, including cabinet, our faculty senate, the staff council, admin, the administration council, the district council, and certainly cabinet. And we've all taken a look at this and come before you for your approval. You can see the dates that are part of our holiday structure. And with that being said, it has very importantly passed the vetting of, will this calendar be productive for student learning? Are there too many breaks at the wrong part? And that is all inherent in the recommendation coming to me from Dr. Garrison. So it's good to go from our perspective and for your review, discussion, and perhaps approval.
Is there a motion to approve academic calendar as proposed?
I'll move.
Trustee Kinnison makes that motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Kilbride seconds. Any discussion on the proposed academic calendar? Discussion? All right, hearing no discussion. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion passes. And with that, we're adjourned.
Yay! Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's eat.
Yes.